Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money.
All right. I don't participate inside these pretty little prisons. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, June the 12th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got another cookie blowing show scheduled for you today. They're going to need to break down why you can't keep what you got. More specifically, my sisters, we need to break down why you get something, you can't keep it. You get some money. You ever see the lottery winners? People win the lottery. They get millions of dollars. Man, them suckers is broke in 3 months. Why? What is temporary wealth, temporary health, temporary wisdom, temporary relationships? Everything starts off in the beginning, in the honeymoon stages in your relationship. Everything is going great. You walking around, man, toes curled every day. Living the dream. Then all of a sudden, after about 3 months, 6 months, maybe even a year, something changes. Or did it change? Did something change? You get that job, you know, that dream job, and you go into work, man, you get to work early and you stay there late. After about 90 days or so on your dream job, all of a sudden your dream job ain't your dream no more. Why is that, my brothers? Why is that, my sisters? Well, come to find our brothers and sisters that you had or you cannot keep a particle unless you are a vibrational match and a resonance for that particle, particle being thing. Now, when we look at particle physics states this. Particle physics state nothing can come into a particle shape unless it has a underneath vibrational match and a underneath resonance match. According to quantum physics, according to particle physics, and now according to the new physics of the God of forces, which is plasma physics, nothing can exist in the physical realm unless it is supported in the vibrational realm. And nothing can exist in the vibrational realm unless it is supported in the resonance realm. So what is happening, my brother? What is happening, my sister, in my life? I don't know about yours. Again, this is my message. I just figured maybe there's somebody else out there as well that could also learn from my mistakes. So when I reorganized the Clarinomics program, and I, as you know, have totally revamped the system. So this is, again, the Eagles Club 3.0. This is the third time, again, because I'm growing. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to stay the same. I don't want to be the same dude this time next year that I am now. So in order to do that, I continually ask questions, and I continually challenge my beliefs, and I continually ask the Father, hold up, Father, why is it that 1 month I can make 10 grand, and then the next month I make 2 grand? Why is it that 1 month I'm doing great, and the next month I'm not? So I said, well, it got to be my intensity. So I amped up the intensity. I amped up my focus, my discipline, and my order. Still the same thing happened. See, have you ever had a lot of money and then spent it all or lost it? Have you ever been in a great relationship and all of a sudden a great relationship just went downhill? See, that means that you are a temporary vibrational match. Temporary. You're not a permanent match for that particle. So according to particle physics, according to quantum physics, according to wave physics, and now according to genetics, as I have in my book, again, Genie and the Genes, according to the jumping gene, the thing that causes your genetic code and what they call your phantom DNA to activate and to crystallize, see, you got a phantom wealth, you got a phantom health, you got a phantom wisdom, and you got a phantom relationship. It ain't real because you ain't real. And the reason that you ain't real because you're not a vibrational match for that relationship. You're not a vibrational match for that wisdom that you got. You're not a vibrational match for that health. So you're going to be healthy for a week, 2 weeks, and all of a sudden you're going to stop working out. Why? You're going to work out physically, but you're not going to work out mentally. And you can't work out mentally because you're not working out, so you're not a vibrational match. Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because, again, today's message is going to be short. I'm going to try, emphasis on the word try, to keep these messages during the noon hour to about 40 minutes, 45, no, 30 to 40 minutes at the most, because I know people on their lunch break. You guys can sit there for an hour and a half. So I'm going to try to shorten these messages, make them short and sweet, talk a little bit faster, little less fluff, and get to the point. So what is the specific point? Well, let me make sure that I'm crystal clear. This is called God of Resonance. I'm going to come out with a book that I'm working on right now called The God of Resonance. Because as I'm learning, the emotional resonance and the resonance that people have doesn't match the particle that they're existing in. See, right now you're in a particle state, and your particle state doesn't match your resonance state. And you vibrate. Now, remember, you have the conscious, you have the subconscious, but you have the unconscious. So the unconscious brain is the resonance. That's really what controls all of your non-conscious functions. Now, are you consciously aware that your heart is beating right now? No. Are you consciously aware that your stomach is digesting the food that you ate this morning? Consciously aware that your lungs are taking in oxygen? No. Are you consciously aware that your liver is processing food? No. Are you consciously aware that your bone marrow is producing more blood cells and more sperm cells in your body? No. You're not consciously aware of 80% of what's going on in your body right now. You have no clue. And the unconscious brain cannot tell the difference between fiction and fact. Now, let me make that statement again, because, see, right now you're living in your conscious brain, and you're living in your subconscious brain, but you're not living in your unconscious brain. And since you're not aware, how in the beep, that's a long beep, can you be aware of the unconscious brain? So therefore, you are unconsciously poor, but you are consciously rich. Therefore, according to the law of quantum physics, according to the law of scale of technology, according to the law of God of forces, according to the law of plasma physics, that wealth must escape you. In other words, the money got to leave, homie. The health got to go. The wisdom, yeah, it left yesterday. The relationship, it's a wrap. Now, you think everything is good because it's temporary. On the surface, oh, man, you're the baddest thing since sliced bread. Give it a week, bro. Give it two. All the shitness you got is gone because on the unconscious level, you're not a vibrational match on the particle level. So according to particle physics, the only way a particle can maintain its state in this reality is if you consciously cause through your resonance. Resonance holds particles together. Now, Hebrews 11:3 says that we know that the worlds were framed. That word framed, again, is what I'm talking about. That word framed means cause particles to come together and solidify. Therefore, since you don't have faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is acting as if. Therefore, the resonance doesn't stay. You know, you don't have the resonance of a wealthy man. Therefore, you cannot maintain the particle of the wealthy man. You don't have a resonance of a healthy man or woman. Therefore, you cannot maintain the particle. Now, you can get it temporarily, 20, 30, 40, 60 days. Guaranteed. I guarantee it won't last past 90. It won't last past 90 days, homie. Don't believe me? Try it out. Put the pants on. Try it on for size. Give it 90 days, bruh. Give it 90 days. Ain't going to work. Why? You're not a resonance. You don't have the unconscious match for it. So the universe only responds to the resonance. The universe doesn't give a rip about your conscious or your subconscious. That's why that's what all they teach. Go to any self-help improvement class and watch what they teach you, bruh. Watch what they teach you, sis. They only teaching conscious and subconscious bullshitness. They're not teaching the unconscious. So I have to deal with the unconscious because everybody else is not. Remember, I solve problems. I'm looking for immediate and measurable results. So anytime I'm not getting immediate measurable results in my own life, I know somebody else is not getting it in theirs. So, yeah, I got money, but it ain't permanent. Oh, I'm in great health, but it ain't permanent. So I did this experiment with my health, and I decided to change my exercise routine. Not physically, but I changed the resonance. And the resonance state, see, I made it okay for me to go up and down in my weight. I didn't care. I was like, shit, I don't care. I can lose 30 pounds in 30 days. I don't give a beep how much I weigh. I didn't care. And then I changed that, and I said, you know what? I care now. I care. I want to maintain my weight. So I wrote down my little calendar, started 3 months ago, and I've been maintaining my weight. 50-plus years on the planet, bro, I never cared. I never established the freaking goal. So how in the hell are you going to get somewhere you ain't even got the goal? Now, you got to get the goal, and then God gives you the role. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. You mean to tell me you ain't even got a goal? It's not even an aspiration. It's not even on the damn chart. And you wondering why you don't have the role? You don't have the plan? God ain't going to give you no plan unless you understand the man. Let me make sure you understand that, brother, sister, I don't know if you got it. God is not going to give you no plan unless you understand that he is the man. He got the plan. I have a lot of plans. The Bible says that the plans in the heart of men are many that wins out in the end. Now, you got all your plans, brother, but there's only one plan. That's the plan that resonates in your voice. Now, let me be crystal clear. I'm not talking about this religious bullshitness that everybody else be preaching. I'm not preaching that, dude. So, therefore, most people don't understand when I say God. Let me make sure that I'm crystal clear. Let's talk about money. Everybody like money. Let me tell you the key to, I've had temporary money, but I'm getting ready to have some permanent money, real money. The way I got permanent health now, see, health is the easiest area. So you find the easiest area for you and you do it there first. The easiest area for me, I got self-mastery in the area of health. Nobody can out-health me. Nobody on the freaking planet. They can be equal, but they're not going to work harder than me. I can get on the treadmill and I run anybody. We can stay as long as you on the treadmill for 3 hours. I'm going to be on there for 3 hours and 30 seconds. You bench 250, I'm going to bench 250 and a quarter. You squat 800, I'm going to squat 801. Nobody can outwork me, man. Why? Because I like physical fitness. So therefore, I went into the physical fitness game, and I decided to do something. So when I twerked it, resonance, then the resonance said, hey, twerk it. So I lost weight and increased muscle mass. How? By adding the two-a-days, but changing the two-a-days so that way it's really a one-a-day. Now, I can't give you the secret to the plan. Otherwise, there's no reason for you to join the program. But I twerked it. So then I decided to twerk the financial and the spiritual and the wisdom aspect as well as the relationship. So I twerked the relationship aspect of it. And guess what? It's working. Now, because I twerked it, it does call the initial, anytime you're dealing with someone else, there's going to be some initial adjustments. Because now the wife is like, hey, what's going on? Something's different. And we automatically assume that it's something negative. But it's actually something positive because my resonance is different. But what do you mean, Doc? Well, to make money, you have to deliver your energy in the form of a product, service, information, as I've been saying for 20 years, and inside my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. You got to make sure that you deliver your energy with enthusiasm in form of a product, service, information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself, period. So therefore, you got to sell intuition. You got to sell enthusiasm. You got to sell charisma. Don't sell a product. Sell energy. Sell intensity. Nobody got that. Nobody goes to the gym and just watch people work. Now, I go to the gym every day, and there's not one day that I go to the gym that somebody doesn't ask me, dude, what are you doing, bro? You sure you're okay? Now, even if they don't come up and ask me, they stare. Now that my wife was working out with me, my wife has noticed. She said that, people are looking at you. I'm looking at you like you're the only fool in there sweating like you're about to pass out. Now, I sweat naturally, but I'm the only fool exercising with a heart rate of 175, 180, besides my wife now. Try to exercise with your heart rate at 175 and 180 for more than 15 minutes. Try it, bro. Very few people can do it. So what is the difference, brothers? What is the difference? Intensity. I'm not present tense. I'm not past tense. I'm not future tense. I'm intense. Make a product, service, or information and put some intensity in it. Watch where people will hunt you down and tackle you and tell you, please take my money. Nobody is doing nothing, and they are intense. Why? They don't got the God of forces. They don't got the God of force, put it that way. There's a bunch of little gods, but they don't have the big one. But, Brother Will, you're talking in circles, bro. I need some specifics. Okay, let's get specific. See, all of my products and services information, I don't have no competition. My program right now, nobody on the planet has my program, and I just made it better. So I took my products, my services, all my information, I endued it with my creativity based upon and I said to myself, Father, I need to invoke. In other words, now remember, we broke all of this down with the word God, which means the word voice. So I need to put your frequency. Now, God's voice is his frequency. So I said, Father, I need your force. It's called the God force. I need your frequency. I need your wave. I need your vibration in my product. In my service, and I put it there by you being inside of me. And the way that you are inside of me is that you are, again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, so God is fun. God is focused. God is understanding. And God is now. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. So that's all I do. Is everything I do it in the now. That is in intensity. So I ask one question every day I wake up, and that question is, how would I fulfill someone else's needs today? Somebody please write that down. I need you to ask yourself this question every day you wake up. I need you to ask yourself this one question. See, every day now that I wake up, I do something and I live my life a little differently, and I've been writing it down. When I wake up, I ask myself one question. How can I fulfill my wife's needs today? Now, I've always been fulfilling my own. See, in order to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship permanently, not temporarily, You got the subject. You got to get rid of your ego. Get out of yourself. Take the spotlight off you, homie. Put the spotlight on somebody else. See, that's hard to do. It's hard to walk in the spirit. See, what will you supply today to the universe that somebody else can't? Only you can supply what you got with enthusiasm, with intuition, with charisma, and with inspiration. I guarantee you, write a book, make a video, do a how-to anything, and put your intuition in it. Put your charisma in it. Put your enthusiasm in it. Put your inspiration in it. Watch how people hunt you down and ask you to please take my money, please. You see, how will you fulfill someone else's needs today and get paid in the process? How are you going to do that, bro? How can you fulfill somebody else's needs and get paid? See, your rewards in life always equals your service to others. You want more money, do more service. Now, it should be easy, but it's not. Why is it not? Because we live in a universe that tells us to find a need and fulfill it. We don't live in a universe that tells us to be intense, to be enthusiastic, to be here now. You ever go somewhere and you're not there? Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You ever now hear me out, please. You ever go to the club and you like, man, ain't no females up in chill. But you stayed, you know, you paid your money again, so you're just going to hang out. You're physically there, but you're not mentally there. You ever go to church, sit in the back, you hear the Reverend Dr. Beeson preaching, you don't want to go there. You don't really want to be there. You just went there because, you know, hey, girls is at church. So, you know, you want to go get some digits. Or, you know, hey, the wife asks you to go or whatever, but you just go. You're physically in church, but you're not there mentally. You ever go to the gym? You know. I challenge my wife that, you know, because at first the wife was just going, and I noticed, I was like, babe, you know, you're here physically, but you're not here mentally. She's like, yeah, I know. Because first I used to ask her to go, and she's like, yeah, man, I ain't doing the gym. Then she started going, you know, she's like, yeah, okay, I go once or twice a week. Now she went to church, and everybody was telling her, like, damn, girl, you're looking good. Then the wife came back and goes, you know what? Hey, maybe this workout crap does work. Now I'm noticing that my wife is there physically and mentally. And guess what? She's changing. So you're doing stuff physically, but you're not there mentally. So you're doing something on the particle level, but you're not doing it on the quantum level. So until you reverse that, homie, guess what? Temporary wealth, temporary health, temporary wisdom, temporary relationship. See, when I'm 100 years old, what I'm doing right now, I'm going to still be doing the same thing. Because why? I don't do it for no freaking physical results, bruh. You think I work out so I can get big muscles? You think I work out so that way I can be skinny? If anybody seen me, y'all know I ain't skinny. I don't work out for no freaking results. You think I'm in a relationship because I want to get something from my wife? You think I eat and do the watermelon diet because I want something from it? I love watermelon. I just was doing this when I was 8. Then I found out that watermelon has one enzyme in it that nothing else has. That's why they're taking all the seeds out of the watermelon to get rid of that enzyme, to get rid of the fiber. I didn't know that. I just was doing it. I had no clue. My exercise routine, you know, I did this way back when I combined all the programs, frequent intense training. I knew nothing about what they came out with now, and they got it. It's called interval training. Now they've done all this research, and they found out that, hey, by incorporating, you know, look at all of the athletes. Which one got the best body? Watch the Olympic Games. Now watch the marathon runners. Watch the long jumpers. Watch the field events. Watch the gymnastics. Watch the swimmers. You know, watch the basketball players. Watch the Olympics. Watch all of the events, and then watch the sprinters. Watch the sprinters when they get on the track. Out of everybody's body, who got the best body? The sprinters. Because what happens to the body when you do sprint? There's a chemical that's released in the body only when you sprint. Now, I've been doing this since I was 8. Now, I didn't know what I was doing. I just stumbled upon it, at least I thought. But see, I had a tone, brother. I had a frequency that said that I want to maintain a particular disposition. The God of, because I made up a mind, I made up in my mind first. So God provides the plan to take you to the goal that's in your resonance, not in your conscious. See, in your conscious brain, you want to be a millionaire. But in your unconscious brain, you would like to have money, but in your, I'm sorry, your subconscious brain, but in your unconscious brain, you got a poverty mentality. But you don't know it because it's unconscious. That means it's below the threshold of your conscious detection. So what I got to do is I got to show you. Now, remember, your behavior reveals your unconscious brain. So I just watch. He said, Brother Will, man, I love you, bro. You're the greatest thing since sliced bread, homie. I listen to all your shows, man. You're a guru of gurus. Then I watch. And I notice you never bought a product, ain't bought a book, never listened to a show. But I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, according to you. See, your mouth is saying one thing, but your behavior? Oh, yeah. You can tell a tree by its fruit. Come on, somebody. Say that, preacher. Let me say it again in case you missed it. See, I used to be a leaf inspector. Leaves, you know, the leaves of trees can be a little confusing. You can look at the leaf of an apple tree. You can look at the leaf of an orange tree. You can look at a leaf, and sometimes you can get confused. Con, swindled. Fuse means the coming together of cognitive dissonance, two opposing belief systems hanging out together. It's called wheat and the tares. Let them grow up together. And then at the end, we're going to separate them. See, right now, there's a lot of people that's listening to this show or in your life, you're confused, like me. See, I had temporary wealth. I thought it was permanent because it was coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. I was like, I was cool with that. My weight was going up and down, up and down. I was cool with that. My wisdom, up and down. One day I believed God, next day I didn't. I was cool with it. Relationship, one day, 1 week the relationship is great. Toes curled every day. The next day, I was, man, I'm ready, packing my shit, ready to move. I was cool with it. I didn't mind. Hey, we live in a world of duality. That day, that's what they told me. I didn't know nothing about the at-one-ment. Nobody told me nothing about atonement. Now, I wrote it down in the book, but you know what? Hey, I wrote a lot of shit that's down in the book. Everything I write don't mean I believe it. And then I got tired of going up and down in my way. And I said, well, you know what? Let's check it out. I just set a goal. I didn't know what to do. But the universe knows. See, nobody told me, hey, you go to a restaurant, the first thing you do is you say, waiter. See, the waiter, he got the plans. The waiter comes to the table and say, how may I help you? And you say, the waiter, I want a chicken fried steak, homie, mashed potatoes loaded, throw me some green beans on there and a sweet tea. Then the waiter says, fam, we got you, bruh. But you got to call the waiter. Now, nobody told me. I don't know if they told you. Nobody told me the same way you order food at a restaurant is the same way that you order your life, except you don't do it with your mouth. You do it with your unconscious brain, your resonance. So all I'm simply telling you today is you got the resonance, but you don't know it. But the waiter, ask the waiter, call God, get on your knees, stand, close your eyes, open your eyes, put on some worship music, turn off worship music. It really doesn't really care because, I communicate with the Father 24/7, 365 because the Bible says pray without ceasing. And the way that you do that is what I'm doing right now. While I'm talking to you, in the back of my brain, there's a little voice that says, Father, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for this. Now, I may not know your name. I may not know a lot of things about you, but all I know is that you're there because I've seen the evidence. I've seen fruit, bruh. I didn't read about it in no book. I seen fruit. I got fruit. I got evidence that the pleroma exists. Now, Constantine and everybody else is trying to disprove that the pleroma exists, and they gave us Yabato. They gave us Sabato. They gave us Samael. They gave us Jehovah. They gave us Jehovah. They gave us a lot of little G's, and we all eating it up. But I realized all the little G's got freaking this thing called conditions. But the pleroma says that I am the constant giver. Now, any religions out there that you know that teach that? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know no religion that says the Father's going to give to you whether you give it or not. Don't believe me? Go to church. Stop tithing. Go to any church in America. And listen, there's a condition, bruh. See, the big G knows what you have need of before you even ask. See, the big G says that he seen the lilies of the field. They neither sow nor reap.
the lilies in the field, the birds in the air, they don't sow nor reap. But he says, how much more? He says, you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, but your heavenly Father, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, what do you think your heavenly Father wants to do? He says he wants to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. But you see, you can't go because you can't control. How am I going to control you if I don't have no conditions for you? See, how am I going to get you to do something for me if I just love you unconditionally? That means regardless of what you do, bruh, regardless of what you do, I don't care how you treat me. See, I don't work out because of how the weights treat me. I don't work out because of the amount of weight I lose or gain. I work out because of the resonance, because of the joy, because of the love, because of the fruit of the Spirit. That's why I work out. I'm not into doing classes and writing books because of the wealth that I obtain. I'm into it because of the intensity that I'm able to maintain. I'm into it because of the enthusiasm that I get from talking. I'm into it because of the joy that floods my soul. I'm into it because of the inspiration that I see in people's hearts and in their minds when I talk. I'm into this not because of what I get from people. I'm into this because of what I get from the big G. I'm into this because of the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, the meekness, the self-control that I get from a quantum God that's not even on this planet. That's why I have wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships, because I'm not looking for the person I'm in a relationship with to do nothing for me. I'm interested in the God that is on my side to continue to inspire me, because when I inspire my wife, God inspires me. When I love my wife, God loves me. When I encourage my wife, God encourages me. Now, I would love and I would hope and I would pray that I get that back from the person that I'm giving it to. But I know that the God of forces has my back. So let me make sure you understand why your wealth, your health, your wisdom, and your relationship is temporary. Unless you can do what I'm doing. Unless you get out of your conscious brain. Unless you get out of your conscious brain, unless you get out of your subconscious brain, that's your five senses. You got to get out of that, and you got to get in your unconscious brain. That's your intuition. Your intuition, your gut, we're going to tell you, you need to maintain, this disposition. Your gut will tell you. We'll tell you. You can say, well, you're going to talk to your gut, your sixth sense, like I do. You say, well, hell no, I ain't going to freaking give that fool nothing. He ain't gave me nothing. Talk to me like I'm trash, treat me like... See, your gut is going to tell you, return good for evil, because it's like reaping coals of fire upon your head, upon their head. But your flesh is going to be like, oh, hell no, I ain't doing that. Fool disrespect me, I'm going to disrespect him or her. See, people are attracted to you because of your energy contract that you have with the God of forces. They are attracted to your knowledge. They're attracted to your service. They're attracted to your product. They're attracted to your information because it is endued with God. Take God out of your product. Take God out of your service. Take God out of your information. Watch what you have. Temporary wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. See, that's the problem here. See, God is intensity. See, intensity sells. Let me make sure. See, to sell things successfully, you have to endue them with enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means entheos. That means God in it. See, knowledge alone, yeah, everybody got knowledge. Everybody got wisdom. Everybody got everything everybody said, but see, very few people have intuition. Very few people have charisma. Very, very, very few people have enthusiasm. And very few people have inspiration. Very few people. So if you put that in your product, service, information, and then you deliver that again to other people, guess what? People are going to line up. They're going to hunt you down. They're going to tackle you in the street. See, this is the game. The game is to provide people with something that is filled with enthusiasm, that is filled with joy, that is filled with the fruit of the Spirit, because you can't go to Walmart and get that. Now, you may see a greeter and they smile like, hey, welcome to Walmart. And that makes you feel a little bubbly on the inside. But you go to Walmart, and it's very hard to find intuition at Walmart. It's very hard for somebody to walk up to you and say, hey, are you looking for a clean sweeper, you know, the mop that has a little paper on it. Are you looking for one of those? You're like, damn, bro, how'd you know? Go to Walmart and have somebody read your mind. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Intuition. So you sell a product that intuitively solves somebody's problem, and they ain't even ask. Yeah, do that. Watch how many people be like, how did he know? See, provide a product, service information that's based upon intuition, because God is going to tell you, it's called discernment. He's going to attach you to the intimate details of other people's needs, and you're going to show up with a product, service information that solves and answers that person's needs. They're going to be like, whoa. All I did was just put a thought in my brain, and this dude showed up in my life. Now, you know how many people tell me that? People tell me all the time, man, I just had this idea. I thought about it. I went to Google, typed it in, and then your dark behind popped up. I said, who is this little dude? Talking to a master teacher. I listened to a couple of your videos, and bam, the exact question that I was asking, you answered in your video. Do you know how many times, I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I got that email, I'd be a rich man already, or a richer man. Intuition, brother. Intuition. Write your book. Do your video. I sit here and a thought comes into my brain. I get intuition and I do a Facebook Live. I write another book. I reorganize a program. It answers my problems because it's answering somebody else's problem because I'm tuned in to the spirit. See, wealth will always be temporary. So will your health. So will your wisdom. So will your relationship until you tune in to God permanently on a resonance level. That means not in church, not outside in the street, but when you're at home, by yourself, in your closet. If you do that, the Bible says, if you pray in private, God, who sees you, will reward you in open. That, my brothers and sisters, sales, because nobody's doing that. And then you add, with your intuition, you add enthusiasm. You actually like what you're doing. And then with your enthusiasm, you actually add, you add inspiritus. You add inspiration, and then sprinkle that with a little charisma, with your own personal personality. Man, when you do that, all of a sudden, guess what happens? Their physical resonance, which is the conscious brain, the vibrational frequency, which is the subconscious brain, and the Schumann resonance, or the underneath of resonance, which is your unconscious brain, all three of them are on the same page. When all three of those things line up, you are permanently wealthy, you are permanently healthy, you are permanently wise, and you are permanently in a great relationship. But you got to have all three. One standing alone, you need to feed it. Two standing back to back can conquer, but a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Brothers and sisters, let's activate all three levels of your DNA. Let's activate all three levels of the brain. Let's activate the conscious. Let's activate the subconscious. And let's activate the unconscious. All three of them have the same goal: wealth, health, wisdom, toe-curling relationships. If you do that, my brothers and sisters, and that's what I have done with my program, the Life Optimization System, this is how you optimize your life. For everybody that supported the Clarinomics program, man, strap in. We're getting ready to go to another level. For everybody that's not, please email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, so I can show you the new payment plan and then the new structuring of the Clarinomics program, which is now the Life Optimization System. Brothers and sisters, time to optimize your life so that way you can maximize your life. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth.
Now everybody is shell-shocked. As always, we've been having traumatic nights, always. I want to get away
from it a
lot. I tried to get away from it, but
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.